Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You know what always makes for a fun first date?
Huh?
Putting on somebody else's disgusting sweat-stained shoes.
What?
Ew.
And then putting your fingers in bacteria-filled holes.
What the?
And drinking really crappy beer out of glasses that probably haven't been washed in months.
Ew.
Of course, I'm talking about bowling. Bowling is always a great first date. And Tommy's on the phone, and apparently that's what he did on his first date from a girl who's not calling him back now. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
God, he really set you up for a real romantic setting there, buddy.
Yeah, you make me sound like a chump.
Yeah.
Making you sound like a chump? That's just what bowling is. It's full of bacteria. Full of bacteria.
You know what, though? I thought it was a pretty good idea for a first date.
I think it's a great idea. There's an activity. Yeah. There's alcohol. You can't go wrong.
I wasn't saying it was a bad idea. I just said it's disgusting. I mean, it's still fun. I bowl myself, but, you know, then I de-louse after.
But, you know, they always spray that stuff in the shoes first.
I don't think
that does anything. I think that's just deodorizer.
Yeah.
All right, before we talk about your actual date, tell us a little bit about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Hope.
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 Okay.
And I did have Hope.
And how'd you meet her?
She was tagged in an Instagram photo I liked, and she just looked really hot. She had a great smile. She had a great body. And so I DM'd her, you know, like I messaged her, and she responded.
That sounds like modern romance.
Right?
Yeah. So then you guys went bowling. Obviously, that's what your email said. How was bowling?
It was low-key. We got some fries. We got that bad beer that you were talking about. There was only one bit that kind of was a little bit embarrassing, to tell you the truth. You know, we get shoes, whatever, and we go, and we're like, let's go pick out our balls. And I come back. I got, like, an 11 or 12. I can't remember. She's got, like, a 14 or 15. She has a heavier ball than I do.
Oh, so you're embarrassed because she's stronger than you are, apparently.
I don't like to say stronger. I just think maybe she's just a better bowler than me. Like,
that is a really heavy ball.
Yeah.
I thought so, you know, and it's not like she's like a bodybuilder or anything.
Mm.
Anyway, so there was a moment there where I'm like, oh, really? You're throwing a 14?
Did she make fun of your small ball?
Not small, just lighter.
Okay, did she make fun of your lighter ball?
Maybe a little bit, but it was all in good nature. I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay.
I don't think that any woman has ever said, I can't go out with him again. He only bowls with an 11-pound ball.
I actually would argue with you on that.
Really?
I feel like that probably has been said before.
Bowling,
if you were super into bowling, I feel like somebody would care about that.
Was she good at bowling?
Yeah, she was good.
Really?
Okay, so maybe it did turn her off. Maybe she's a big-time bowler, and she's like, dude, I don't have any chance.
I mean, she did beat me, but we did place a little bet on the game just for fun. You know, like, whoever won pays for, like, the next round. And, I mean, I want to kind of say I let her win, but I would be kind of lying if I said that.
So she beat you, bro.
Yeah, she beat me.
All right.
But then I got to pay for the drinks as well, you know? It's like...
Perfect.
It doesn't sound like anything that would turn somebody off to me.
No, me neither. We had a blast.
So everything went well, or was there anything else that you felt like could have turned her off?
I mean, that was it. Like, the conversation was flowing. Everything was great. But when I asked if she wanted to go have dinner or something, because we were just having, like, fries and drinks, and I was thinking, like, yo, you want to go have dinner? She said she already had plans after, which to me was a little weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think some people do that just so that...
As an out?
No, yeah, not necessarily. It could also be because they want to, like, leave you wanting more and not spend all night with you,
yeah,
you
but
know?
If they have a good time, wouldn't they want to stay?
Or maybe they have a really busy schedule and they just can't fit in bowling anywhere else.
Yeah, but usually those people will call you back.
Yeah,
and
well,
it sounds like Tommy hasn't gotten a call back.
Trying to give hope for hope.
Anyway, I thought we had a blast and I wanted it to keep going and she had to duck out.
Oh,
and so that's kind of where it was left.
Okay, and have you heard from her?
Not yet.
Nothing.
At all, okay.
And you've tried to reach out to her?
Yes. But, you know, I'm still got hope.
All right. We're going to do a lot of those today, aren't we? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's kind of built in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is really easy, and that's how we like to do things. So that's cool. Thanks for that. All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Hang on.
He likes a good time. He comes alive.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
There's that old saying, it's not the size that counts, but how you use it. And today's second date update might actually prove that right. Because Tommy is on the phone, and Tommy thinks that his date got screwed up because of the size of his bowling ball.
Uh-oh.
Or should I say, the weight of his bowling ball. He met a girl named Hope on Instagram, and they went bowling. He says the only awkward thing that he can think of about the experience was when he grabbed his bowling ball and she grabbed hers, and hers was like 3 pounds heavier. And she kind of joked with him about it, and he thinks that maybe, somehow, that actually turned her off. She doesn't like a man with a light bowling ball.
That cannot be it. That is so ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, what else could there be?
You're telling me that you're so perfect that there's nothing else she could possibly find unattractive about you.
Hey, I'm not perfect, but we had a really good time. Okay. And that's the only thing that I can think of that was like an awkward moment.
Okay. We'll find out. We've heard weird things in these second date updates before. Who knows?
Yeah, it really could be the
It could have been the color of bowling ball you chose.
I hate blue.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been my nose for all I know.
See, right? Now we're getting somewhere,
there
I think.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out why she isn't calling you back. Here we go.
Jessica, I'm leaving right now, like right this second. I'm out the door.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi. I was looking for Hope.
Wait, who's this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It sounds like you were expecting a Jessica, though.
I thought this was her. What?
Yeah, no, this isn't Jessica. I do go by that name sometimes, but not in these.
Okay. Who are you guys?
My name's Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Hey. Sounds like you're in a hurry.
A little bit, yeah. But can you tell me what's happening?
We'll try to make this quick, okay, Hope? Like I said, it's a radio show. We do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. And we got an email about you from a dude named Tommy that you went bowling with.
Okay.
And I know that you are probably pressed for time. So can we just have a few minutes to ask you what happened with Tommy and why you're not calling him back?
I mean, that's like that's a long story for me to tell someone I don't know right now.
Okay, well,
long, really?
How long is it? I promise we won't keep you on very long. We just want to know the reason. He's confused because he liked you.
Okay, I don't know you guys, but if you need to know, like, I didn't like him. I found out he's a flat earther, and I didn't like that.
Wait, what did you just say? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
He's a flat earther. Like, he thinks the earth is flat.
He is not a flat earther.
No. Yeah. We went bowling together, and when I got my ball, it was a bright blue ball, and, you know, I was just like, oh, my God, it looks like a globe. It looks like the Earth.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, you know, except the Earth is flat.
He was kidding, though. That had to have been a joke.
Yeah.
No, I asked him. I was like, you're joking, right? I was like, kind of laughed, and he was like, no. And he started to give me facts, like one weird, obscure fact after the other, and it just, like, turned me off, like, completely. And
That would be a definite reason I would not call someone back. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'm just, like, not trying to date a conspiracy theorist right now.
But wait, you could go on another date and talk about chemtrails.
I don't even know what that is, but I'm not.
I'm sure Tommy does. I'm sure Tommy knows all about it.
Probably, sure.
He didn't mention anything to us about you guys arguing about whether the earth was round or flat.
Well, I didn't argue with him. I just sort of like sat there and listened and then immediately was like, okay, I just need to get out of this. I just need to get through this date and get out of here. And that's what I did.
I think that's actually smart because those arguments never go anywhere.
No,
yeah, no,
never.
They don't.
Exactly.
Because logic is not on his side.
No, no.
Logic is not on my side? No, no, no. Logic is not on all of your side.
Hold on. Hey. All right. I knew I had a feeling. I had a feeling this was going to happen.
You all are on the conspiracy. Like, okay, you all have
Tommy, hold on one second, Tommy. Like, hold up, Tommy. I need to see if Hope is still. Hope, are you still there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Tommy. He's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm here.
What?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I think he wants to preach.
I don't want to preach. I just want to teach. Earth is not a round globe.
What is going on right now?
Yeah, I've been listening the whole time, so now I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Why? What the?
Sorry, Hope. What? That's how these things work. Is we ask you about the date, and then we reveal the fact that the person is on the other line.
And in our defense, he didn't tell us about the flat Earth thing, because if he had, we wouldn't have called you.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a thing. It's not a flat Earth thing. It's reality. It's what it is.
Uh-huh. Dude, every science text you see, the Earth is round. Like, this is a proven fact.
Oh, so you're just drinking that Kool-Aid. You're just drinking that Kool-Aid.
Drinking that science Kool-Aid.
You just go along, do the math. I have done all the research.
Do the math? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I do have one question. What happens at the edge of the Earth if we're flat?
Yeah.
It is a wall of ice. It is a wall of ice. It is flat, and then it ends to a wall of ice. I actually have a friend who has been there.
Oh.
I've seen photographic evidence of the wall of ice.
Hey, that's so stupid.
Sweet.
Yeah. Look it up. I'm not the only one that believes this, guys.
Yeah, that's the disturbing part.
Oh, man.
No, you know what the disturbing part is? That you don't know the truth. Like, and that you are just living in ignorance, Hope. Like,
dude,
I feel bad for you.
No, this is why I didn't even want to argue with you on the date, is because I knew this is exactly what would happen, is you're just gonna hammer me with all these weird obscure, you had a friend of a friend of a friend who's seen this wall of ice. I don't want to.
No, he's my friend. He's
like,
actually my
care.
Friend, like my really good friend. I've seen photos.
I don't care. I do not care. This is what I wanted to avoid. This is why I didn't want to even
talk
about it.
I mean, use your eyes. Use your eyes, Hope. The world.
You use your eyes.
Like, you.
Oh my God.
You don't see like a bend. The horizon is flat. There's no arc.
Okay, Tommy, you're literally like speaking to nobody. Like, I'm not gonna be swayed to like believe the Earth is flat because you're arguing with me.
And
you know what I mean? Like,
have you been to space? Have you seen the round Earth?
Have you been to space?
No, I haven't been to space, but I do have a friend who's been to space, and he has seen it. He's seen the flat Earth.
Is this
Earth.
The same friend that saw the wall of ice?
No, it's a different friend. I have multiple friends that believe in this thing.
Oh my God. Okay, Tommy, calm down for just a second, okay?
I'm calm. I just know what's up.
Flat Earth aside, this isn't how you're going to be able to go on dates with normal people. You can't just...
What do you mean normal people? No, I'm a normal person.
But you're just arguing. Like, you're arguing for these conspiracy theories. This is never going to get you any success, right, Hope?
You guys are the conspiracy theorists. I'm the one that just knows what's up. You guys are all
conspiracy
about, like, this round Earth thing.
Okay, you know,
I didn't want to go out. Every footage you've ever seen of this, whatever, round Earth, it all comes from NASA. It all comes from government stuff, right? So the only thing that proves the fact that we are on a round Earth is NASA, government. Don't believe it. That's the conspiracy.
This is just, like, silly. Like, I didn't want to go out before, and I really don't want to go out with you now. Like, if you're just going to hammer on about how you don't trust the government, like...
Hey, it's not just me.
Oh,
there
my
are,
God.
There are, like, A-list celebrities that actually believe this thing, too. It's not just me.
And you should
like,
go
there are
bowling
other people that
them.
Are in the know.
Go bowling with them.
There's somebody from Bon Jovi that I think, like, one of the members of Bon Jovi.
Oh, well, dude, I'm sold then. That's all I needed was a Bon Jovi to sign off. Hey, if Bon Jovi co-signs something, I'm all in.
I'm not a weirdo. You just need to realize that I have the knowledge.
Okay.
Well, you know what, Tommy? Maybe it's because we're all in the Illuminati.
Who knows?
Yeah, we're all part of it.
Oh, don't get me started.
All right. I do not want to get you started. The point of this whole thing is not to argue whether the Earth is round or flat. It's to see if you can get a second date with Hope. So, Hope, would you like to go out with Tommy on another date? We will pay for it with money made up from the government.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, man.
No.
Yeah, I couldn't either. Because you know what? I don't want to waste my time with closed-minded people. You know, like I just want to spend my time with people that know what's up, that are actually thinking and can look behind the scenes and know what's actually going on in the world. Mm. So you know what, Hope? Have fun living in your fantasy round world. And I'm gonna be in reality over here. But good luck. Okay.
Ouch.
Thanks. Yeah, and I hope you and the member of Bon Jovi have fun bowling with some bad beers and Kelly too. So you know, have a good time with that.
We will.
Well,
too much.
I was gonna say sorry you didn't get a second date, Tommy, but I think you're glad you didn't get a second date.
No, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, we did it then.
Hope, thank you for your time. I know you were rushed. Appreciate you talking to us though.
Thanks. Can I go now?
Yeah, you're good. Thank you. And
all right.
Oh, man.
Tommy, be sure to email us anytime.
No!
Anytime you need anything.
No, I'll keep you guys updated. I'll keep you guys updated.
Do it, yeah. Live long and prosper, buddy.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.